to Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Salam, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Vahini Satsang. By Bhagwan's grace, today we have in the studios a very, very distinguished elder of the Sai family. Someone who has been groomed by Bhagwan directly over so many decades to be such a beautiful instrument in his hands. He was earlier the state president of Satya Sai Organizations, Tamil Nadu. But he, more than being a king, he's more of a king maker. He's someone who has trained and guided hundreds of devotees, generations of youngsters onto the path of a beautiful life, of a divine life, of a happy life, and continues to do even now. Someone who has directed, written hundreds of plays, and under Bhagwan's direct guidance has staged them at his physical presence over decades. Someone who has trained hundreds of youngsters onto the path of truth, onto the path of peace, onto the path of love. And someone who was chosen by Bhagwan for so many roles over nearly 40-50 years to do his work. He always worked behind the scenes, except for that term as the state president. But most of the time, we know very little of what he does actually behind the scenes. Even now, even though he's seen nearly 80 summers and winters, he's still, his energy levels are half his age. And he continues to be very active in disseminating Bhagwan's message and sharing Bhagwan's love. It's really with a lot of gratitude at the lotus feet we begin this program, and for today we have in Vahini Satsang the 12th chapter of Prema Vahini, and we have Mr. T.G. Krishnamurti to share his reflections. We have had conversations with him on the radio. Professor Sudhir Bhaskar had interviewed him, and earlier we had another interview where I also had the chance to talk to him, and where he had shared his journey, some snippets of his beautiful journey with Bhagwan. He came to Swami way back in the 60s, and today, he's going to share some of the beautiful snippets of divine wisdom that he has gained, that he has experienced, that he has gathered as we contemplate and ruminate on the 12th chapter of Prema Vahini. So let's listen to the first segment of 12th chapter, and then we'll request sir to share his reflections.
వేదములు పురాణములు పఠించదగినవి వినతగినవి. హరినామము నోరారా పలుకవలను, చెవులారా వినవలను. కొన్ని రోగాల నివారణకై పైకి మందు రాయుదురు, లోపలకు మందు పుచ్చుకుందురు. అట్లే భవరోగ నివారణకు శ్రవణము కీర్తనము రెండును చేయవలను.
Vedas and Puranas are to be listened and studied. The name of the Lord has to be reverentially chanted on the lips and listened through the ears. To cure some diseases, there is medicine to be swallowed as well as to be applied externally. Similarly, to cure ourselves of the bhava roga, the disease of worldly existence, one has to engage in both listening as well as chanting.
So that is what Bhagwan is saying. He is talking about Bhavaroga, how to get rid of the Bhavaroga. And Swami is saying that the panacea for the Bhavaroga is listening and chanting. Shravanam and Kirtanam, isn't it, sir? Sir, if you can share, you are someone who has studied the Bhagavatam in great detail and who has given any number of talks in the Divine Physical Presence on the Bhagavatam. So if you can share what occurs to you as you listen, as you listen to Bhagwan's writing here on the 12th chapter?
Well, in this present millennium or Kali Yuga, Vyasa himself said, when Dwapara Yuga is coming to an end and Kali Yuga is going to begin, the only way for salvation for all the people in Kali Yuga is nothing else but Namasmarana.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In fact, it is also called Sankirtana Yajna.
Okay. Just the Namasmarana is a Yajna.
Sankirtana Yajna. What is the difference between Yajna and Yaga? Yaga, you do it for yourself, for your family, in a closed circle. Yajna is for the welfare of the world. Therefore, Sankirtana Yajna means the more you chant, the more people should listen, so there will be peace all over the world. That is called Sankirtana Yajna in this. But in the previous yugas, also people did followed that. For example, in Ramayana, let us take Treta Yuga in Ramayana. I want to talk about Shatrughna.
Sure, sir.
Everybody knows he is the last brother among the Dasharatha sons, and everybody calls him as Shatrughna. But Valmiki talks about him as Nitya Shatrughnaha. Nitya Shatrughnaha means Nitya, every day. Shatru, enemies, Vigna, throw them out. That is duty of Shatrughna. Every day he throws them, all the enemies that are accumulated in the mind or the heart, he throws out to make it the heart clean.
Wow.
How does he do? Whatever the work that he does the whole day, before he goes to sleep, he analyzes what are the things I said, what are the things I did. Did I do it because of my mind or because of my heart? Whatever he does, whatever he speaks, out of the heart, is welcome. That is known as Satkarma. But whatever the mind takes over for my talking, it is known as Dushkarma, selfishness. Always mind gives you selfishness. That's why mind has to be controlled. So what Shatrughna did, today I did all these 5 or 6 mistakes in my daily life. So first of all, I must cleanse it before I go to sleep. Otherwise, that will boomerang again tomorrow. So he sits there, chant the name of Rama. Ram, like that. Till he concentration on the name of Rama, then he contemplates. Contemplation means he is not there, he is with Rama. That is not the contemplation. For example, how do you say contemplation? What sort of examples I could give? For example, you see, you are now reading Ramayana. When you are reading Ramayana, you concentrate on this story. Rama is walking in the front, behind Sita is followed, and behind Sita, Lakshmana, all three are following. So the moment you go to a higher level of concentration, you imagine, you visualize the thing. You are here, but you are visualizing, even though you are studying, you visualize they are going there, walking, and sideways trees are there, trees are coming back. So slowly, still more contemplation, the moment you go nearer and nearer and nearer, Lakshmana goes away, Sita goes away, you only see Rama in your contemplation. Then after seeing Rama, when you go still further, you are merged with Rama, there is nobody there, everything is blank. That is known as meditation. So Nitya Shatrughnaha means he always goes to the meditation of merging in Rama by chanting and the glories of his name. So that means he becomes Rama himself, because Rama and Shatrughna are spiritually one. Then he goes to sleep.
Wow.
Every day morning he gets up, did I have any dream? Did I get any mental, topics or anything? Nothing. Today I'm going to do some work. Better to keep the clean. Even if it is 0.1 iota of contamination is there, better to remove. Again he calls, chant the name of Rama. Rama, Rama. That is the reason. By chanting Rama, he is the one in Rama who experienced Rama as God but not as brother. ఇఫ్ యు గో త్రూ రామాయణ, దెర్ ఇస్ అ డైలాగ్ బిట్వీన్ రామ అండ్ లక్ష్మణ, రామ అండ్ భరత. దెర్ ఇస్ నో డైలాగ్ బిట్వీన్ రామ అండ్ శత్రుఘ్న, బికాస్ శత్రుఘ్న రియలైజ్ దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ రామ, ఈజ్ గాడ్. ఓన్లీ బై చాంటింగ్, దట్ ఈస్ ది పవర్ ఆఫ్ రామనామ. బికాస్ దట్ పవర్ యూ కుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ రామ ఈజ్ నథింగ్ ఎల్స్, రామ ఈజ్ ఇన్ మీ అండ్ రామ ఈజ్ గాడ్. I am part of him. I am in him. I am in him. Now again, another example in Ramayana. Hanuman was sent to go and see Sita and come back. Hanuman, what he did, he saw Sita, gave that ring, and meanwhile, the monkey, the Vanaras, the Asuras wanted to capture him. He burnt the Lanka. So many houses were destroyed, and he was very proud that my Rama will be very happy to listen from me that I burnt Lanka, I saw Sita and all those things. So he flies, coming back to Kishkindha, he says, Sugriva Agla Taradal Chitri. That is, I did the work of Lord King Sugriva. Dasaratha Karyam Naravir Chitri. Even I also fulfilled the work given to me by Lord Rama. And I also given the ring to Sita. And I burnt the entire Lanka. With so much of pride he talks about it. Sita, my Rama would be happy to know. When he comes to Kishkindha in the evening, he met Lord Sugriva. Please tell Sugriva that I have come. Please tell Rama that I have come. And my Lord. So Sugriva went inside, he never came back. He waited for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. No came, nothing. Then Jambavan comes. Asked Swami, what is Jambavan? He said, no. I sent word that I wanted to see our Lord. Nothing has come. Lord, you must have done some mistake, he say. So sit here, do Ramanama, nothing else. Whole night, Rama, 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 nothing else. Next day morning, Sugriva comes. Swami is calling you. The first thing he did after prostrating before him, first thing he asked for, what is the mistake that I did, O Rama? Please tell me. So Rama says, you burnt Lanka without my consent. I asked you to go and Sita, assure Sita, but you have spoiled so many people. Houses have been destroyed, made them homeless. This is because of your arrogance. Then he says, yes, I committed a sin. What is the punishment? Yesterday you were talking about, you were mentioning Ramanama, Ramanama, that's enough. All your sins have been washed.
Only washed.
All the sins have been washed.
Wow.
Just imagine, but there is no question of simply like a tape regard, Ramanama, Ramanama. No, that's like that. Every word of Rama or Krishna or Govinda, Kuchela, whatever name that you wanted to mention, it must come from the heart, not from the mind, not from the lips. You can even need not move the lips. Sit down, close. Control, first of all, gross senses must be controlled. Don't see, therefore close. Don't listen, sit in a place where there is no silence. Don't touch anything. So three senses have been controlled. Don't sit near the food so that you don't smell. And don't talk. All the five gross senses are controlled. Then, without opening your mouth, share your history, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Krishna, Rama, Govinda, whatever name that you wanted to. Because he is known as Swachandopata Dehaya. Mean, he can appear any name, whatever the name you give, he will appear. That is, so you appear according to your own taste. Everyone, if you could do that, just sit for about 2-3 minutes, control your five gross senses, and keep chanting. That's enough. If you are able to do that, every devotee, if you can do that, you take it from me, nothing can get into your mind. Nothing bad will get into your mind. This is one way of cleaning your mind in this Kali Yuga. This is what Vyasa taught to the people, to his disciple called Suta. In Naimisharanya forest, where there is no demon's influence is there. So he says, Kali Yuga is going to be like this, what to do? Then Sankirtana Yajna, everywhere you should teach, Gurukulam you should teach, sit down, close your eyes, control all the five gross senses, chant, name, whatever name. That is the power of Nama, only in this ego. యాక్షన్ ఈజ్ సెకండ్. ఫస్ట్ ఈజ్ క్లీన్స్ యువర్ మైండ్. క్లీన్స్ యువర్ బిఫ్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు డూ సేవ, యూ మస్ట్ క్లీన్ యువర్ మైండ్ ఫస్ట్. దట్ ఈస్ రీజన్ వై స్వామి ఆల్సో మెన్షన్స్ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు డూ సేవ, ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ యూ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ ది క్వాలిటీ ఆఫ్ నిర్హం భావం. నిర్హం భావం మీన్స్ ఆపోజిట్ ఆఫ్ ఈగో. అహంభావం మీన్స్ ఈగో, నిర్హం భావం ఈగోలెస్నెస్. హౌ టు గెట్ ఈగోలెస్నెస్? యూ హెవ్ టు కంట్రోల్ యువర్ మైండ్. హౌ టు కంట్రోల్ యువర్ మైండ్? చాంట్ ది నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్, ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ది నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్, ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ది బ్లిస్ఫుల్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్, ఓపెన్ యువర్ ఐ, ఎంజాయ్ ఈజ్ నేమ్, ఈజ్ ఫార్మ్, దెన్ నిర్హం భావం. వెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ ద నిర్హం భావం, దెన్ యూ సీ భగవత్ భావం, యూ సీ ఎవ్రీబడి యాజ్ గాడ్. That's why Swami said, it's only in this avatar we are called Sai Ram. We don't know your name. For everybody we say Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
What does it mean? First of all, your mind is clean, then only you can call Sai Ram. That Sai Ram means we see Sai Ram in you. We address the Sai Ram who is in this body. Your body's name may be different. So this Ram name, so we, Sai devotees are most fortunate in this world, because that word Sai Ram, everywhere we say, Sai Ram Sai, how are you Sai, Sai Ram Sai, Sai Ram Sai. We keep on talking Sai Ram Sai Ram, it becomes like a breathing, inhale and exhale breathing, involuntarily without my knowledge it goes on. Similarly, without our knowledge we will say Sai Ram. For example, you know, it becomes so habit of Sai Ram, when outsider comes in, when you talk, the mode phone, when you take the phone, Sai Ram, who is speaking, we say. So that man may be atheist. He listens. Then, sir, my name is Charlotte, sir, my name is something, he said, my name is somebody else. So okay, what can I do for you? See, that become a habit for us.
Yes.
See, that Rama, Nama, Japa, Rama and Japa. Japa means within your, ruminating your mind. Every work that you do, so it is Rama's work, Krishna's work, Sai Rama's work. That means you are much better than a sage of Treta Yuga, sage of Dwapara Yuga.
If you can do Namasmarana, yes. That is the sense.
They did 1,000 years in Kali Yuga, hundreds years they did it. And in Dwapara Yuga, 10 years they did tapas. In the Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga 1 year. In Kali Yuga, one Nam, Rama, Krishna, Sai Rama, enough. But you keep on chanting within yourself. So that Rama Nama is very, very, it's breath, it's in life, you are, it's a life breath for you. That is the purpose. That's why this comes from Vidya, Vedas. See, Vedas, we didn't have to go to that level of reading Vedas. Today, nobody reads Vedas. Nobody in the position to talk about Vedas with the esoteric meaning. Esoteric meaning means hidden meaning, nobody talks. They only talk about literary meaning. For example, see, Swami says, Sai Deva. We say, you know, Vasudeva, but we don't say Ramadeva. Why? Because these two are supposed to be Purnavatar. One who has got control over 16,000 functions of the mind. Mind has got 16,000 functions. It can do 16,000 functions simultaneously.
Oh.
Yes. That power Swami has, Satyasai had, and Lord Krishna had.
Wow.
Where Rama did not. So that was, there's no Ramadeva. This all said by, we experienced the sages, not me or you. It's not, I never said it. It should be said by God realized souls. They realized. See, for example, I wanted to tell you, R. Venkatraman was the president of India.
Yes.
He was an ardent devotee of Shankaracharya of Kanchivaram. He was known as Paramacharya. He lived for 100 years, that Paramacharya. So when R. Venkatraman went there to offer his salutation to him, he said, go to God. God is in Prashanti Nilayam.
Oh.
He is fire. The moment you go nearer to him, all your dirt will be washed off. In Tamil he says, he is Nerupu. Nerupu means he is Agni. He is fire.
Wow.
You go nearer to him, automatically you are cleansed. Then only R. Venkatraman came here to Swami.
Oh, wow.
Till then he was a little fanatic. No, he became fanatic. Then, how? Paramacharya. Paramacharya did not physically see Swami. But through their power, they know that God is here. God is here. See? Oh, so, listen to such people. So, name itself gives you so much of power for you. Nothing else in this world today, nothing else. Wherever you go, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, that itself is a japa for you. That itself is a food for you. Brahma Arpan, you need not say, say Sai Ram. Swami, this food you have given me, Swami. I'm eating, Swami. And any strength that I get out of this, Swami, is for you, Swami. That's what matters. So simple. For everything is Swami. Everything is Sai Ram. Learn that. You'll come up in life like anything. Be happy.
Wonderful. Actually, here Bhagavan is telling about this constant chanting, Shravanam and Kirtanam. And I think the examples that you gave of Shatrughna, it's really wonderful. I think all devotees, all of us can do that before we sleep in the nights.
Very easy.
We just have to only spend few minutes, think about everything that we have done during the day.
You must analyze. See, as you said, for example, in your office, whatever work you did, or whatever you typed, you read out. Whatever computer you typed, you read out. You study, whether it's study, comma is there, full stop is there, even semicolon, all those studies. Similarly, in your life also, every day, whatever you mentally you did it, physically you did, mentally you did, sit down and analyze for 5 minutes. That's enough.
And if you have done any mistake, do the chanting.
That's all. that itself, you know, you are out of your mind. Your mind is out. That comes to you provided you have love for God. Without love, this is not possible. You must have love. What do you mean love? Is it conditional, unconditional? So many things are there. No. So for here is an example. We need not have to teach how to love Swami. It is there in you. But still he says, hey, I also love. No, your love is something surface level. What is the example? Okay, there is a family. In that family, the husband and wife are there, they're married, no children for about a couple of years, 7 or 8 years. After 8 years, they are able to get a son. So husband and wife both sacrifice for their son, for everything they give, and became 8-year-old, so studying the school, college, and when he's studying the school, and any wife telephone to the son wants like this, he puts a leave and comes out of the office to go and look after the son. So much. Then one day, all the management said, you are taking so much of leave, I say, no more leave for you, the office. He said, okay. One day he got a phone call from the office, from the hospital, that your son has met with an accident, he's in the operation theater. And according to the office, there's no leave for him available. What does he do? Will he say, no, there's no leave, I'll come after 5 o'clock, will he say that? No. He rushes to the hospital. Why? He says, he's my son. How do you know that he's your son? Because when my wife delivered, nurse came and told me, you got a boy. So he believed nurse's word. All right, I'll go to your mother, your wife. What is the guarantee that her mother, she delivered, but in the hospital, babies could have been exchanged also. Then maybe. But you have faith. No reason, no logic, don't argue, this is my son. That is because of that faith, you love your son. Because of that, you are prepared to sacrifice anything. Similarly, Satya Sai is God. Nothing else. No reason, no argument, no logic. Come to that conclusion.
That faith has to come.
For that faith, there is no reason, no logic, no argument, no debate. Then, Nitya Shatrughna. Do it. You become a God realizer. So, Swami will come to you. See, in Christianity, I'll give you an example. Now, 15th century, there is St. Francis Xavier. He was a priest in Portugal, Goa is a Portugal. He, so much of Nama Japa for Jesus. Jesus used to come and sit with, talk to him, physically. And he used to tell in the meeting that Lord came to me. Forget about now, in 1984-86, there is one fellow, red Indian, in somewhere near California, 84-year-old, senior to Swami by 2 years. And then one day, one Sai devotee was passing through that village by car. He required some petrol, so he called, stopped that, and he saw some, there in that petrol somewhere, he saw Swami's photo. He's surprised. The village, these are native villagers. Says, Swami's photo, how can it be? Then who is this photo? They showed him this, they call him morning walker, I forgot his name. Walking bear. I have a book about him, I'll give you. He himself wrote, said, he came to Puttaparthi. That you must know that feeling.
Yes.
Walking bear. So this fellow went there. I saw. Yes. He can, myself and I am the spirit. He is the great spirit. That is the language. So we discuss here. He comes to me. We discuss with him.
Wow.
So I thought he was bluffing. Age 84, insane. Then afterwards his wife called and he started explaining. Then did you see? You have any photo? No. Then how did you photo? I wrote. I painted that photo. How do you know? Because I see, yesterday he was here, so I knew his photo, I know his poem, I wrote.
Oh, he has painted?
Yes, something. That photo is still with me.
Wow.
Book is there, next time I'll come and walking bear or something like that. Then he went and told some of the centers. Those people came and saw him. Then he said, will you come to Puttaparthi? He said, yes, I'll come. So he came here, the wheelchair. Somewhere with the 500,000 delegates came, he is one of them. So with Red Indian, the way he knew, all dresses like a Red Indian. And he was seated there for 3 days, Swami did not see him. Fourth day, he told some of those US people, great spirit does not want to see me. He does not call Saiba great spirit. Whereas he comes to, he sees me where when I, in my town. But he does not see me. If he does not see me tomorrow, then I merge in him. Anarpan means I die. Next day morning, the wheelchair, Chakravarti was there. And he went there. How are you, great spirit? See, I am your great spirit. Give me the flower. You took it. Now, this thing now happened just 20 years ago or 15 years ago.
Wow.
So ask me, what do you do? I only talk about great spirit, his name. His name, I don't talk him as Sai Baba, great spirit. For me, it's great spirit. I chant the name, great spirit, great spirit, great spirit. It happened now here, in Puttaparthi, in Prasanthalaya. Yeah, about maybe 15 years ago or something like that. See? Now, what do you say for it? And we are here. We are very close to Bhagavan. We claim ourselves as greater devotees. He is the greatest devotee there. Somewhere in a village. We did not know ABCD. Did not study in any college, nothing. But Lord is to come and sit in my house and discuss. We discuss about myself, my wife Carla. My wife is Carla. We all discuss together. How do you say that? I showed that by next time I'll get you that book. You'll see.
Because of faith and love. Faith and love.
That is there, Swami is with you. Your faith is conditional faith, surface level faith, no. Unconditional, unalloyed, unwavering. Under all circumstances, let it be worst circumstances, still he is my God. Have that faith. Abraham, again, you don't know about Abraham in the Old Testament. He had start from the beginning. I'll put it in the middle. So he had two wives and two sons. Two wives were quarreling. First son is known as Ishmael. Second son is known as Isaac. So Lord told, he said, Swami, both are quarreling. What should I do? He said, send your first son south so that he lives separately. So he sent him with his wife, with his mother, gold, sheep, and everything. When he became 135 years old, he calls Lord as Jehovah. Jehovah. Lord appears in his dream. Abraham, why did you go and see your son? This Swami, I go. So he sent word. The meaning of Ishmael in that Aramaic language means one who knows how to respect elders, how to serve elders. That is the meaning of Ishmael. Second son name is Isaac. He knows how to please God. He does not do anything other than God's work. These are two sons for him. That is because then Lord comes here in his dreams and saw, how is your son, first son? Swami, he is very good. He very, you see, he served me like anything. Yes, I like him very much, he said. Then can I ask some question? Yes, Swami. Can you give him to me? He said. Please take, Swami. So he went and asked, so next morning he asked, Ishmael, I want to give you to God. Yes, Father. So when we want to cut his neck, Lord says, no, I just wanted to test you, that's all. You know why? How much do you love your son and how much you do love me?
Me.
So it is proved that you love me much more greater than anybody else in this world.
You love me more than anything else in the world.
Anything else in the world.
Wow.
That love, because of that love, do you know what it said? What Jesus, what Jehovah said? Ask any boon. Abraham said, why, I'm 135 years old, what is the boon, Swami? No, I will give two boons, you take it. Because your love is so pure, I want to descend partial expansion of mine in your progenies.
Wow.
So in the progeny of Ishmael, Prophet Muhammad was born. In the progeny of Isaac, Jesus was born. Why? Abraham loved so much of God.
Wow.
That faith.
So they are brothers.
Huh?
So they are brothers, Prophet Muhammad and...
Prophet Muhammad, cousins. Prophet Muhammad, Jesus, both say the same. Abraham same.
Yes.
That's why in Bible you say Abraham. In Quran you say Ibrahim.
Yes.
That's all they... But both are the same. Why I'm telling you this? The love is most important. That's why Swami always says, prema mujita manasukaro. What do you mean? Prema. The song keeps on telling you, 100 times, million times prema. Must develop that love. Love question, no question of love means, that's why in Malaysia we are there.
Yes.
Love means they ask, this is animated love. The so-called marriage is animated love. Love means sacrifice in action. I explained. Do you remember?
Yes.
Love means sacrifice in action. What do you say? Now, example I told you a couple of minutes ago, father sacrificed for his action. Why? He loves him. That is pure love.
Yes.
What is your love for God? What is your love for God?
Most of the time our love is so filled with expectation.
Our love is bodily love, physical love. Love should come from the heart. Such people will not talk, they just sit on. Because they are with God. Another small example.
Yes, sir.
After a couple of years, wife has no children, housewife. After 6 or 7 years, a child was born. And she was very happy with the child. She is about 8 months old, but she is a member of our organization. Example. And she has to come at 8 o'clock meeting. 8 to 12, 8 to 10, 10, 11, 8 to 11 meeting. So she told her mother-in-law, see 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 7:30 I'll go away. 8 o'clock you have to give the medicine. I put it here. You have 9 o'clock milk, 10 o'clock diaper change, and then the drops, everything I kept ready, my mother-in-law. You please give it, because I have to go there. She said, you go, I'll look after the baby. So she comes to the meeting, attends all the meeting, 8 to 10. After meeting, there is a break. She goes to the bathroom. Oh, now it's 10 o'clock. My mother-in-law would have given this, would have given that, would have given this. Yesterday, when I took the child, carried like this, she just urinated on me. And she smiles in the bathroom. Think of that scene. Others look at, why are you smiling? She is not here in the bathroom. She is there with the child.
Mm.
Why? Love.
Mm.
If you are love like this, contemplate on him, you feel that you are with him.
You will feel his presence all the time.
You are with him. Though you are sitting here, you are with him. That is known as love, that contemplation that comes out of love only.
So Namasmarana will help us, but provided we do it with love.
With basic quality is love. If that love is not there, what is the other tape recorder? Tape also saying so many times, bhajan, so many names. It comes from the heart. Hrudayam, Hrut, Daya. Swami says,
yes.
Hrut, place, Daya. Where compassion is there, that is known as Hrut. That is not Hrudaya. Place of compassion is known as Hrudaya. Bring out that Hrudaya. The seed is given. Seed is given to you. You should bring it out. Isn't it? See, sarvasmai, sarva bijaya, sarva bhutatmane namaha. We say, sarvasmai, he is everything. There is no place where he is not there. Correct? సర్వబీజాయ, హీ ది సీడ్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీ క్రీచర్, ఎవ్రీ లివింగ్ క్రీచర్, ఎవ్రీ లివింగ్ క్రియేషన్. సర్వభూతాత్మనే నమః, హీ ఇన్వెలర్ ఎవ్రీ లివింగ్ క్రీచర్. కీపింగ్ విత్ హిమ్ సో క్లోజ్లీ అండ్ యూ వాంట్ ఫర్గెట్, ఈజ్ ఇట్ ఫేర్? దట్ ఈజ్ అన్ వే వ్యాస సెడ్ ఇన్ కలియుగ పీపుల్ ఆర్ టెంప్టెడ్, దర్ సో మెనీ టెంప్టేషన్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ ఆల్ ఓవర్ ది బెస్ట్ థింగ్ ఈజ్ కీప్ ది లార్డ్ ఇన్ సైడ్ దేర్ కాంటాక్ట్ హిమ్.
In fact, that way, if you see, if you compare all the other yugas, yes, they did a lot of penance and they did a lot of austerity.
Here, easiest.
But actually, this is that way, even though Kali Yuga has a lot of evil, we see a lot of disturbance and restlessness, but at the same time, it is the most opportune yuga, is the most
easiest.
A yuga where you can reach God with actually little sadhana.
Again, I'm telling you, again, example from Bhagavatam. Before Kali Yuga begins, the sages are very scared that Kali Yuga is going to be very hard and risky and all those things. They wanted to meet Vyasa. Vyasa was bathing in Yamuna River. So they went there and Shishu at the back, okay, let him come back. So the moment he got up, Kali Yuga, very fortunate, he dipped. What is this? He is dipping in the water, mentioning Kali Yuga, very fortunate. Again he got up. Kali Yuga, children are very fortunate, he dipped again.
Mm-hmm.
Then again that Kali Yuga, women are very fortunate. Then he came out, Swami, we are waiting to know what this Kali Yuga is going to do it, we are afraid. And you say Kali Yuga is very fortunate, you say, children are very fortunate, you say, women are very fortunate, you say, what is this? Then only said, my dear boy, in Treta Yuga, 100 years, Dwapara Yuga 10 years, Satya Yuga 100 years, Treta Yuga 10 years, Dwapara Yuga 1 year, and Kali Yuga 1 word, Rama Nama, Krishna Rama, Sai Rama, so enough. So people are more fortunate. Then he said, how about children? Rama never cared for children. Krishna did not take care of the children. The Lord is going to come in Kali Yuga, will take care of the children. That's why children are very fortunate, he said. Then how about women? In Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, women are not allowed to chant Vedas, not allowed to do Harati, not allowed to do Nagar Sankirtan, not allowed to do Sankirtan. Here everything is given to them. So they are very fortunate. Wow. This is what Vyasa explains. So you can imagine the fortunate that in this Kali Yuga we are enjoying this. The whole family can become an ideal family. Your son is fortunate because of Balayakas. Your wife is fortunate because of the member of the organization. You are fortunate, you are also a member of the organization. This kind of a ideal, harmonious family was not there in previous yugas. So that's why it is very, very fortunate. Very, very fortunate. We must enjoy, we must experience God. Swami always says, what did you talk about in Vrindavan? I used to hear it, sorry, put over. In those days, you know, 10 to 1, for foreigners, separate lecture we should give. And on that day, it was my duty. I went and gave some lecture and came back. Swami in the evening, who talked to the foreigners today? I lifted my head like that. Mm-hmm. What did you say? Swami, I said, what all your points, Swami, this, that, and all those things. Did he say, are you following? First question. I follow a few, but I could not follow others, but I am trying, I will not leave some of them. Don't leave. Have that pratigna. Take that pratigna, I must do it.
Determination.
You see so. Pratigna means?
Determination.
Vow.
Vow. Take that vow that you will follow.
See, that's all. We need not have to go japa, sitting here, so yoga asana, nothing. Enjoy Bhagavan in you. Nothing can come in. See, for example, now this Vijay recipe is going on.
Yes.
Swami asked, Swami, all along you are talking about God, he is God. All of a sudden, now Mother Goddess has come. What is this, my Lord? I asked Swami.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is the only country in this world where women have to be respected. Therefore, I want to teach our people a lesson. This is Lord says, every woman is a mother to a man. Every man is son to a woman. That in order to get that, if we have this kind of a feeling between a man and a woman, there will be peace in the entire world. Therefore, I brought Mother Goddess into existence.
Wow.
Like power of creation, power of maintenance, power of destruction. Three, Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara. So I also created Saraswati, Lakshmi and Parvati at Durga. సరస్వతి, సారా ప్లస్ స్వా ప్లస్ తి మీన్స్ స్వ ఆత్మ, సా ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ స్మార్ట్ వన్ యూ హెస్ గాట్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ. దట్స్ వై షీ వేర్స్ వైట్ శారీ ఫ్లాలెస్. దట్స్ వై షీ గివెన్ స్వాన్ యాజ్ వెహికల్ ప్యూర్ వైట్. And if it has got highest discrimination, if you put water and milk, it only takes the milk, leave the water. And Saraswati gives you wisdom. So you must first of all pray to the Saraswati, which gives you Atma Vidya. Atma Vidya. Kapila Maharshi talks about this to his mother Devahuti. Devahuti, husband of Kashyapa Mahamuni, she had 9 daughters and 1 son. After the marriage, after the sons, when the children became elder, Kashyapa Muni went away to the west for tapas. And all 9 daughters married and went away. Only our son, Kapila Maharshi, she went and cries before him. See, my husband went away. Your father went away like this. Your sisters went away like this. You are always busy with some japa, meditation. I am getting fed up. Why should I leave? నవరంద పాత్రముల శరీరం ఇది తల్లి, శాశ్వతము కాదు ఇది తల్లి. ఈసేస్ ఎముకల నాడుల రక్త మాంసముల సమ్మేళనమే ఈ దేహం. కపిల మహర్షి టాక్స్ టు హిజ్ మదర్. ఆత్మ గృహస్థుడు, తను ఒక గృహము. తను అనక బాడీ ఈజ్ ఈజ్ ఎ హౌస్, ఆత్మ ఈజ్ ఎ టెనెంట్. ఆత్మ వెడలిన గృహ ఆత్మ తను నశించును. ఎన్నికటి నశించదు ఆత్మ. ఆత్మ విద్యను గైకుణమా. లెర్న్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ సెల్ఫ్, దెన్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ అలోన్. ఈ స్టార్ట్ ఇన్ 6 బిఫోర్ కపిల మహర్షి వాజ్ డిసెండెడ్ బిఫోర్ రామ. Those itself, our country, in this country, they taught about what is God, what is body, what is soul. Nowhere in the religion said like that. Why Swami calls Bharat, Bharat, Bharat? Oh, Bharatiyalara. He never said, oh, Indians, oh, citizens of India. No, isn't it?
Yes.
Prema Sarpalara, Divyatma Sarpalara. Otherwise, Bharatiyalara. Why Bharatiya? How did name come to Bharatiya? Everybody says Dushyanta's son, Shakuntala's son, that's all imaginary. No. This name was given according to Swami, not by ours, by foreigners, he said. What mean by foreigners, Swami? People from the north, Kazakhstan and that area, from the east, from Mongolia and China, from the west, from Asia Minor and all those things, they came in search of a place where they should sit and concentrate on the knowledge to meditate. In those countries, either too hot or too cold, or ice, no water, wild animals there, and then no greenery, people are not receptive. So they came in search of place. From north, they came from Punjab. They saw five rivers in Punjab. Came to south, they saw Ganga, Yamuna. So western side, people came, the Sindh River and Saraswati. And eastern side, Brahmaputra. They all said, this is a nice place. Here, no cold, not too much of cold, not too much of hot. Water is available 365 days. Greenery is available all the 365 days. And no question of wild animals. And people also very deceptive. And they ask people, what is the name of this country? They said, it's not our, it is God's country. Just imagine, people, mentality of the people, I'm talking about 12 or 15,000 years before. It is God's country. Then they said, no, we'll call it as Bharat. What do you mean by Bharat? Brahma vidyam tasyam brahmate iti Bharataha. Means, a place where one can concentrate and contemplate on the knowledge of Supreme Absolute Truth is Bharat. That's why in this Bharat, hundreds of ages have emanated. God has incarnated here. Vyasa has wrote 25 times God has incarnated in this country. Nowhere in the other countries where God has incarnated, no. You may say Jesus was incarnated in Asia, in Bethlehem. Yes. But Jesus got enlightenment only in India. Jesus at the age of 12 and Mary married Joseph. They had children, and Joseph was no more. Then he took up the children. He taught them carpentry. Jesus was a carpenter. Joseph was a carpenter. So Jesus taught them how to make carpenter, earn some living, take care of virgin mother. And he walks 4 years from Bethlehem, from Nazareth to Kashmir. Kashmir was ruled by King Shalivahan. It's all recorded.
Yes.
King Salivahan, there Taxila University, Takshashila University.
Yes.
So he learned there Advaitam and Vishishtadvaitam. Near that, there is a place called Leh, L-E-H, in Ladakh. He went there. He learned Monism, Buddhism. 10 years he lived here. He got enlightened. He found out, I am not the body. I am God. And God is nothing just but love. He traveled back. It took 4 years to reach him. 16 to 26 he was here. 26 to 30 he reached Jerusalem. He taught for 3.5 years only. So Bharat is a very, very holy land. Land of sacrifice. The Aristotle, who is guru of Alexander, says you are going to that side, that land is known as land of sacrifice. Everybody calls this land as land of sacrifice. Now for example, Persia, where Zoroastrians were there.
Yes.
When it became Muslims invaded, about lack of Persians came to India.
Yes.
They settled down in Gujarat, in Bombay area. Our people welcomed them. Stay here. This is God's country. Stay here. And they stayed here. They lived, still they call Indians, but follow a Persian community, their community, but they are one among Indians. So, Jamshedpur Tata, Ratan Tata,
yes,
they are all from there.
Yes.
They were Indians. Now similarly, when Jerusalem, Israel.
Yes.
In Israel what happened? There also Muslims invaded, so couple of thousands of families came down. They settled down in Goa, they settled down in Bombay, settled down in Calicut, settled down in Cochin. They lived here for hundreds of years. They considered synagogues. They prayed. Nobody didn't know. Our Indians did not. Toleration. Patience. We love them. Then when Israel came into existence as a separate land, all these people went back to their country. They were my forefathers' country. Do you know what the government of Israel did? They wrote a thankful letter to government of India that our ancestors were thrown out by Muslims and they went to your place. You also did not throw them out. You kept them, gave them all the comforts. Now they have come back here. So we wanted to thank you for your kind courtesy. How do you like it? That is Bharat.
Wonderful.
That's why Swami calls Bharat. We are Bharatiyas. Don't call Indian. Indian is said by British people.
And I think Bharat is what it is. As Swami used to say that this Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam Chadivite Bhaga Autamu, Swami used to say.
Why the name given by Lord Krishna, Bhagavatam. When Vyasa once, he felt very happy. Krishna gave Kaliyuga Manavala Ketha Savabhagyamo. కృష్ణుడు ప్రసరించిన భగవద్గీతను పొందిరి సుఖ సంతోషంతో జీవించిన దారి గనిది. అండర్స్టాండ్ వాట్ ఐ మీన్? సో సుఖ సంతోషములతో గడిచిన జీవితం దారి కనిది. ఫర్ లైఫ్ దే ఆర్ ఏబుల్ టు ఫైండ్ అవుట్ ఎ గుడ్ పాత్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది గీత. సో దే ఆర్ వెరీ ఫార్చునేట్. కలియుగ మానవులకు ఎంత సౌభాగ్యము.
హూ సేస్ దిస్? హూ సేస్ దిస్?
Vyasa
says, how fortunate are the people of Kali.
How fortunate people are. Lord has given Bhagavad Gita to them. With the help of Bhagavad Gita, they are going to live in a very peaceful life.
Yes.
Then later, I wanted to see how they are going to see longer. They sat down on the bank of Saraswati River, closed his eyes. What he saw was quite opposite of that what he saw. Oh my God. People are fighting. Brother to son, brother and two brothers, mother and father. There's a wife, there's a divorce between husband and wife. Cheating, killing. Oh my God, what to do? I must do something. Then he wrote Vedas, he wrote 550 Brahma Sutras, 17 Puranas, and he was not happy with this. Then he prayed to his guru, Narada. Narada comes, what? See, I did like this, I saw the horrible thing, at least this will help them to know, to become, you write something about God, I say, you did not write about Lord Krishna. Then only you wrote about the Lord Krishna. After writing, what should you do? You offer it to him only. So after writing, he prayed for Lord Krishna. He came. Yes, Vyasa, why did you call? Swami, I write like this, I write like this, but Kali Yuga like this. So I wrote, this is your book, about you and your life. So what is the name I should give, Swami? He only, Lord Krishna, give you Bhagavatam.
Bhagavatam.
What do you mean by Bhagavatam, Swami? Ba means bhakti, ga means jnanam, va means vairagyam, ta means tattvam. With the help of Bhagavatam, with the help of bhakti, jnanam, vairagyam, and realizing tattva, then you really get mukti.
Oh, wow.
Bhagavatam. And it contains spiritual opulences, therefore it is called Srimad Bhagavatam.
Wow.
That's what he wrote.
So Bhagavatam, that's what, you know, we have in the Bhagavatam, Vasuka Muni, he just listens. Only by listening to Bhagavatam, he finds...
Today people do not have patience. You do not, anybody, even Swami's speech also, you know, Swami, you do not know how Swami tests us. In those days, I'm talking about when you have your age like this, I used to come sit in the front, and what Swami says, I keep on writing in shorthand, notes.
Swami's discourse.
Then goes home, and put an elaborate 2-page, 3-page notes, and did I miss any point? Then better I ask ABCD. I say, did you listen? You also listened. Tell me what are the points that you listened? I used to ask him. So that I used to write, whatever I miss it, I can get from somebody also. 2 days later, the Swami calls. Say, day for yesterday, I did not speak well, I say, Swami. No, Swami, you spoke well. Why did I speak? Swami, you said this point. Atla, is it so? Why? He is testing me. Did I listen? You sat in the front row. Mm. Did you listen? Mm. That is love.
Mm.
Because love, I took notes. I went in the evening, night, sit down calmly, make 2-page notes, study again well, and ready with the point. And third day when he asked, I repeated.
Wow.
He tests like that.
Wonderful.
So,
to the extent Bhagwan went, the great pains that Bhagwan took.
How much of sacrifice? His 86 years of his life, 365 days, so many minutes, so many seconds. So on every second is sacrifice. What is it that we are doing? Is it the way to go? You know, another thing I want to tell you. First, he told us in the beginning he would live for 96 years. Correct?
Yes.
Why this 96 lakh mathematical calculation? Every 12 years, a stage of man changes, human. 0 to 12 is childhood. 12 to 24, adolescence. 24 to 36, married life. 36 to 48, business life. 46 to 48, accumulator wealth. Then 48 to 60, completion of your accumulation of wealth. 60 to 72, retire. Then 70 to 84, think of the Lord. 84 to 96, you be with the Lord as near as possible. After 96, 108, you are with him, no more. So every 12 years, there is a change in life. You must have seen Kumbhabhishekam temple.
Yes.
Every 12 years, what does it mean? Every 12 years, they do Kumbhabhishekam. Every 12 years, your whole concept is changing, my dear boy. Forget about the past.
Hmm.
So from his calculation, 96, 8 stages. Total is 9. But 8 stages. But he left in the middle itself. Why? He did tell a lie? No. We only sent him out, forced him to go out. We did not love him as he expected. It is our mistake. We have to repent for it. We are the greatest sinners in one way. When he came here to serve us, to please us, to love us, in turn we did not give back what he wanted. Then what sort of people are ungrateful people? How many people to you today, Jesse? Outside people are going out. What is there in Puttaparthi? Nothing. That's why people talk about it. You can imagine. Are they not sinners? Could not repent for him.
So only thing we can do is think of him and shed a tear every day. Every day think of him and cry for him.
Think of him, I say. Concentrate on him.
Yes.
Concentrate on his name and form. Swami, you left us. We are the sinners. We sent you out. Once he told me about three months before I met him, April 2011, January I met him. Swami was, full of phlegm in his chest. Swami, what is this, so much of chest? Why I am going? Where are you going, sir? No, why you don't want to be here? What, Swami, what are you talking? So people are not listening to me. What do you mean, who are people? They think they are leaders. Who is leader? There is no leader, we are all your servants. That's what you think. They do not think like that. See, this show, you know, we spoiled. We took advantage of his greatness.
Loving God is following his teachings.
See,
otherwise,
I cry. Even now, when I think of Swami, sometimes tears come to my head. Swami, we send to Swami. We want you to be like a Sumangala, full of Paramangala, Paramakalyana, Paramakarunika. That's what Vyasa wrote about you. But we did not make you like that. Paramangala, Paramakalyana, Paramakarunika. See, love, how it describes Kevala, means eternal. Jagadadara, supporter of the universe, Lokaikanatha, only master of the universe, Lakshminatha, master of fortune. Where are you? What did you do?
But the only thing we can do now is...
Now, even now it is not too late, I say.
Yeah,
Swami always says, past is far. Even now, let us take a conclusion before I go to sleep.
Yes.
Today, did I behave like a man or did I behave like an animal or did I behave like a devotee?
Yes. We can do that exercise every
day.
Yes.
Did I behave like a man? Did I behave like an animal? That is selfishness, ego, aversion. Hatred. Man means, I don't give you, I do not want, I don't want from you, I also do not give you. That is a man. But in divinity, I don't want from you, you please take it.
Only take, yes. Wow.
Take it over. Then it says, these two mistakes I made. Rama, Sai Rama, I made these mistakes. I should have given that also. He said, I did not give him when he asked. I should have, you told, you teach us to give without asking.
Yes.
Even if you ask, I did not give my Lord, I made a mistake. I must prayasit them.
I think every night if you do this exercise, then we also will become like Nitya Satrugna. Nitya Sai devotee we can become.
Pardon me?
Like Satrugna, Nitya Satrugna,
yeah,
we can become a Nitya Sai devotee.
Correct.
Yes.
Nitya Sai devotee.
Yes.
You must do that.
Yes.
Because I nothing else but Swami. All my design is a bundle of thoughts. I remove all my thoughts. I don't want.
Yes. And then, you know, we can get, as Bhagavan says, we can go out of, be cleared of the Bhavaroga, that Swami says.
Bhavaroga. Roga means disease.
That disease will go out.
You are full
of worldly existence.
You are a delightful, your whole will be delightful.
Yes, yes. No more disease. We'll be only in delight.
Delight. So why you give Harati here?
Yes.
We are giving Harati.
Yes.
Everybody says Namaskaram. Everybody says flapping their cheeks and somebody touching their head, applying soap, like a soap and applying. No, that's not the meaning.
Yes.
The Atma Jyoti in you.
Yes.
Lighten that Atma Jyoti. But whereas today it is covered with so many blankets, the light is not coming out.
Yes.
With that light you see me, and then I'll appear before you, he says.
Wow.
See, that is Harati.
Wonderful.
Ha, Rati. Ha, that Rati, I am attached.
I am attached to that. Wow.
Where is it?
Wonderful.
See, we are literally following without knowing the significance of everything.
Wonderful. So there is so much that you can share more, but time is running out. So we will have to conclude this session, but I pray to Bhagavan that we can have you again for this Vahini Satsang, because there is so much that we have to learn from your deep study of the scriptures, and there is so much we need to contemplate on what Bhagavan has written. Thank you so much once again for coming for today's Vahini Satsang, sir.
Sai Ram to you. Sai Ram. Sai Ram.
So dear listeners, with that it's time to draw the curtains on the day-long Thursday life. Please do reflect on what has been discussed. If you have time, please open the pages of Prema Vahini and study for yourself, contemplate, and you can definitely find some things which you can make it a part of your life. You can put them into your daily living and increase the joy of living, increase the bliss of living like a Sai devotee. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you so much once again, placing ourselves at the lotus feet of Bhagwan for this beautiful Thursday and for this beautiful opportunity of thinking about him. We bring this program to a close. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.